This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock and the Money Podcast, episode 160. Wow. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your master financial coach. Along with Amanda, she is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check that at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. What's up?
Hey.
Are you looking at your investments right now?
No.
Neither am I.
I haven't looked in a couple of weeks, actually.
I took a peek at, about a week and a half ago?
You know what I decided? So, of course, it's fun to watch when things are going up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I stop watching when they're going down because I'm not going to do anything about it. So why sit there and get all worked up about something that I'm just, there's nothing. Because the worst thing you could do is pull your money out and lock in those losses. Because right now I haven't lost anything. I'm just, right. You know, there's just stuff on paper.
and that's what I keep seeing from our listeners or questions I got coming in or post on our website. And people think that they can time the markets. And you can't. Number one, that doesn't work. It's been proven over and over again. Don't touch your stuff. If Amanda and I are not touching ours, what are you touching yours for? Why are you even thinking about it?
I mean, don't be stupid. If you're in something that is a loser for real.
Yeah, like long term,
by the way. If you're in the S&P 500 index fund, like we talk about, then, you know, just ride it out.
You know what? The S&P actually has not been doing bad, by the way, through this.
It's not.
And why? You know why that is, Amanda?
Because it's the best. It's the top performing 500 companies in the country.
Right. So even though the top stocks in the S&P 500, which is Apple, Microsoft, came down a little bit, the companies that have not rebounded from COVID at the bottom of the 500 list are now coming up. So because you have this nice balance of every kind of company in America, the best 500, the other ones start picking up the slack when the other ones aren't working. It does work. That's what's so great. It's so automated. But when people want to argue about it, I'm like, well, show me numbers. Don't tell me. Show me. Prove to me. No, they can't. I love it. Hey, we have four questions. I know you're shocked by that.
Yes.
You want to read number one?
Number one. Let's see. Baby step two here. So that means that they're working on getting out of debt. Nice. And just start getting started with budgeting. I want to get a lot more serious and strict about where my money goes. So I plan to use cash envelopes for things like groceries, household items, etc. I'm wondering, though, if you end up with money left over in any of the envelopes at the end of the month, what do you do with it? Add to the debt snowball and adjust the following month's envelopes accordingly? Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, you're the envelope girl because you used to do that.
Yeah, I used to use envelopes.
Yeah. You have anything else you want to say about it? Because this
I think that's a great plan. So budgeting is not a once and done type of thing. Budgeting is something that you continue to adjust each and every month. Like right now, everyone is adjusting because of inflation and, you know, the price of gas has gone up. So you might need more in your gas envelope than you normally do. But there are other things that maybe then you take a lower. Like maybe you're not spending as much on restaurants or food deliveries anymore now that restaurants are opening up, those types of things. So you're constantly tweaking and adjusting your budget because it is not something that's just a once and done.
Or how much you spent on Valentine's Day 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Every month has a holiday that's going to get you.
Pretty much,
not everyone.
Yeah. Make sure that's in your budget. It's like these holidays, birthdays,
Christmas fun building up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Question number two, pensions. Do we still do 15% into retirement? My husband is union and has a pension. He does just the company match on his 401k. It's a low percentage, like 3%. I work flex time as a nurse, so my income isn't our main source, but I do 15% between my 401k and Roth IRA. Should I be factoring into his pension or ignoring it? We want to increase his 401k, but are kind of clueless on how much to do. My husband makes $115,000 a year and I make $33,000 if it matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Oh, it makes a lot of matters.
Change a lot when you talk about those dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. You do a lot for your family, $33,000. That's a lot of money. That's no slouch. And you're a nurse.
No.
Number one, you might want to look and see if there's another nursing gig, because I tell you what, nurses are in short supply and they're making a lot more than $33,000. I don't know what your nursing thing is, but that's something.
Oh, she says she's doing flex time.
So that's not good. That's not bad for $33,000.
Yeah.
So pensions, guys. Let me tell you my little speech.
You're the pension expert.
Yeah, I'm the pension expert because I got one. So here's what I tell.
I thought you had two.
No, I got one.
Oh, one. Okay.
Yeah. I have 401ks, IRAs. I'm up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I don't retire very well, guys. So I keep starting new retirement accounts. Like, I just left two companies that had 401ks, and I have consolidating everything down. Pensions. Here's what I tell firefighters. I'm a retired firefighter, and we had a pension. Well, we have a pension. All you got to do is go to Google News and type in pension and look at the news stories. There are numerous cases where companies that had a pension, they went bankrupt or something happened, or they do some finagling legal thing that gets them out of it, and suddenly the pension is gone, or it gets cut by 25, 50, 75%. I tell firefighters, police officers, teachers, do not count on your pension. I know it sounds like a Social Security statement there, Amanda. And this is for people that do a second career. They go back to work, and all of a sudden there's a 401k there. Let's keep it simple. The fire department. Fire department, yes, there's a pension that you do put into that. But they also have a 457 or some other retirement option available, just like any other 401k out there. A 457 is a government version of a 401k. It's just a different line in the tax code, hence the name 457. I tell them you still do the 15% and put as much as you can into that and ignore that pension. Because if that pension ever goes away, you now have a plan B. And what's the worst that could happen, Amanda? If you treated your retirement separate from your pension, so now you have that retirement and you have a pension. What's the worst that could happen, Amanda?
You have more money than you know how to spend.
There you go. I can't see a problem with doing that. So my answer would be, no.
Yeah, it's a huge problem to have more money than you expect.
Horrible, Amanda. Yeah, it's horrible. But even during your retirement, let's say you're 20 years into retirement, Amanda. You're now 80 years old. You're definitely not working anymore, but you're still living life. You're going out, you're doing some fishing. You go, hang out with the guys at Denny's or something for having a breakfast one morning on your Honda Gold Wings. That's what retirees do, apparently. you know I'm right. You're down there in Florida. You're down there in Retirement Central. And then suddenly something happens for that rich county that you used to work for. 20 years later, they're not so rich anymore and everything went.
They go bankrupt.
And they bankrupt. Now your pension's gone. Well, guess what? You still have a retirement. You have Social Security, maybe. But you also, because you put your money into a retirement account and you didn't have to touch it as much because you had a pension, guess what? You have a plan B and you can keep doing what you were doing. Your lifestyle does not change. That's the example.
It's much better than realizing, I don't have a pension anymore. Now I have to go work and be a greeter at Walmart.
There you go. And there's plenty of news stories out there. I could spend hours, Amanda, reading news story after news story of a firefighter in Detroit who's retired, who lost 50% of his pension. Someone that worked for some airline years ago, airline bankrupt, they got bought out, pension went away, gone. Factory work. We can sit here all day. So it's possible. It never told me that my pension's guaranteed. When someone tells me that, no, I'll have it. I said, show me where it says it's guaranteed. It doesn't. It's not guaranteed. Can you tell it's my soapbox?
Yes.
No, because I don't. Here's what they do. Here's what firefighters would do. Because they have a pension, even though they're paying into it, I want taxpayers to think that they're not paying into this. They're paying into it. They go out and start buying big pickup trucks and all this stuff. They're like, well, I don't have to save retirement.
Right.
And they start blowing all this money. And then all of a sudden they're in debt. They build up their debt because whenever they get promoted, they buy something bigger. I've seen it a million times. And I kind of fought the same way. Back in the day. I mean, wow, I'm getting a raise. I'm going to go immediately. They go on the computer, start researching trucks. that's what they do. And they'll post on Facebook. Look, this is my promotion truck. I see it all the time. Instead, they should be taking it every time they get a pay increase. I learned 10 years in my job. Every time I got an increase in my pay, I up my retirement. I put more into my retirement until I max that sucker out. And now I'm I'm enjoying all that work of not buying pickup trucks, not doing all that stuff. So
yeah,
I'm not bragging. I'm trying to show people the other side of not, you know, buying stuff. You know, now I can buy the whole car carrier. That's what, well, I think that's, know, what Dave Ramsey said one day.
My birthday's coming up, Craig.
What, you want a car carrier of Lexus? Well, I can't do that.
Maybe a Tesla, you know.
Tesla. Oh,
I don't need the whole carrier. Maybe just one. You know?
You don't really want a Tesla, do you? Those are not high quality vehicles.
I know. They fall apart like
I don't know if you've read the latest on Teslas lately, but apparently there's all these parts that need to be recalled and they have not. And they were talking about the stock price. I know you don't want to talk about stocks, but they're saying if they ever do a recall of the, it's like two or three different parts, it will literally kill this company. It's that bad. They're not, and Consumer Reports has them at the bottom for reliability. They're not reliable. You know, the gaps are off all the time. I mean, it's just, you hear these stories. I mean, the fanboys will not ever say this, but they're not built well. There's so many great electric vehicles coming out.
They're so cool.
I know, but there's so many electric vehicles coming out now. They're by, you know, big, well-established factories and... And I think things are going to change a lot in the next year or two.
No, I don't really want one because the range, that's the problem with electric vehicles. The range is so terrible.
Okay. We should, I'm a bro, we can talk about this, but we got to do this on the next podcast.
Okay.
This is a real brief statement. It's a savvy savings, which we have not done in ages. But here, did you hear about this article? I got to send this to you so we can talk about it. Apparently, the automakers out there, because all these vehicles are now connected, because of the electric, whatever, they now can download software remotely.
Yeah.
Here's what they're working on. Ford, Chevy, you know, the typical American brands. They're trying to figure out how can they be like Silicon Valley, like Microsoft, Apple, in getting recurring subscriptions. Have you heard about this?
No.
So what they want to do, because of all these electric vehicles and they can turn features on and off, if you pay a subscription fee per month, we'll let you have heated seats.
I saw that.
Yeah, you want to have a heated steering wheel? That will be $5 a month. But if you buy this $20 a month package.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Even if you own the vehicle, guys, if you want to use some of the things in your car, you have to pay a monthly fee. That will net them, I believe the number was $20 billion extra in revenue per year. And they are trying to figure out what a consumer will tolerate.
Yeah.
That is insane. I am not looking forward to that. But consumers love monthly fees, and they will just like, I need heated seats. I guess the benefit is if you're in Wisconsin, you only need it when? November through March.
Are you kidding me? I'm in Florida, and I've been using my heated seats the last 2 weeks.
All right, guys. We got two great questions coming up right after this break. You're listening to Rock on the Morning. Heated seats.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Hey, welcome back to Rock the Money with Amanda and Craig. Amanda's freezing her tush off down there in Florida. Yeah,
in freezing cold Florida where my neighbor's out mowing his grass right now.
Check us out on Facebook.com/Rock on the Money. Hey, you know what? It's been warm up here. This is when I start getting sick because it'll be like 70 degrees one day, 30 the next day. Up, snow today. Up, 70 tomorrow.
Yeah. I was on a Zoom call yesterday and someone messaged me in the middle. They're like, you look like you're freezing. Isn't it like in the 60s down there in Florida? I'm like, yeah, if my house gets below 72, I'm freezing.
So I was reading how everyone's upset about their electric bills this year.
Yeah.
Do you have heat?
I do, but I mean, we almost never turn it on. I think I turned it on for a couple days in January when it was really cool here, like in the 40s. But most
when your
of the time,
iguanas were falling out of the tree and.
Yeah, so like usually January, February, sometimes even December, our electric bill is pretty close to nothing.
Wow.
Must I mean, nice. Not nothing, because there's still all sorts of electronics running. But, you know, heating and air conditioning is a huge part of your electric bill, you know.
You have electronics running. Have you ever seen my setup?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally streaming on Facebook Gaming like 24 hours a day. I got all these lights running right now and. We're going to start streaming our podcast here soon. For some technicality with Facebook, I can't stream right now for the next 2 weeks. So,
okay.
So yeah, I actually have an excuse right now. So I want to stream as our page though, on our page, and I can't do it right now. So
okay.
It's weird. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Apparently they're cracking down on security on Facebook right now.
Well,
it took them all forever. I think they wait till the federal government is really coming down their neck right now. So yeah, suddenly. Yeah, if you have a
suddenly
page,
suddenly it's
you have
a
to,
priority.
Yeah, suddenly it's a priority. You have to prove who you are to now post on Facebook. So
seems like a good idea.
Yeah. So I have that. This page is actually on another account of mine. It's not on my gaming personal account, which is my primary personal account. It's so wacky, Amanda.
Okay.
It used to be on one account, but it's a long story. Facebook is right. Yeah. Anyway, hey, we got two great questions. One about vehicle financing.
Yeah,
you read this one.
Let's dive into this. So question number three, I have a question about vehicle financing. I am baby step 7. So that's when you're supposed to be living your best life enough cash to pay for a truck. Yes. Okay. All retirement accounts are maxed and I already did my backdoor Roth for the year, but with 0% financing, it seems to make sense to me to let GM carry the debt instead of me pulling money from my after-tax investment account. If I needed to, I can pay it off at any time. I have two other vehicles. I plan to sell private party to maximize their value, and I would roll that money on the debt once they are sold. One is a 2017 Traverse, the other is a 2016 Cadillac CTS, so that will cover 2/3 of the new truck once they are sold. Thoughts?
Yeah.
My thought is you're complicated.
I'm trying to think. Dude, you're retired. Do you need a hobby or something here? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, let me try and come up with a system because I'm bored to death. Let me do this. And by the way, your money sinking into in your accounts are losing money with the stock market going out. Why aren't you just, you have the cash. Do it. I don't understand what the deal is.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Buy the truck with cash, sell your other cars, and put that money back into the account where you pulled the cash from.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And right now, Amanda.
You don't have to get any banks involved. You know, you don't have to, yeah.
And Amanda, he has a 2017 Traverse and a 2016 Cadillac. You know how much they're paying for these used cars right now?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about selling my car right now. Isn't that weird?
I
went and put in my license plate number on one of those like Carvana. And all. Oh, yeah. You know, you just put your license plate number and they'll tell you how much you'll get. I'm like, oh, my God. And then if the prices come down another year, I'll just buy me another car and I actually make out. No, they're like, you're getting top dollar right now for used vehicles. And he's got a 2017, 2016. Absolutely. Sell those suckers. I'm trying to figure out why do you have all these vehicles in the first place?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what do you need the truck for?
He's bored, man. He's bored. He's looking for keep it simple, man. Just buy the damn thing.
Just buy it. Yeah.
And then
put
step
the money
7.
In your account.
Yeah, that's the point. You should be paying cash for your vehicles. So why would you go to 0% financing? By the way, 0% financing. Is not really 0% financing. I see why he's doing it. And he's in a safety app where he could, but he's assuming he's going to make money by leaving in investments. That's what he's trying to do. And no, you're not. No.
I think it's different. I think it's the people have an emotional connection to the money that's sitting in their bank account.
Right. You don't like take,
it's,
well.
It's a lot easier to spend someone else's money and then say, well, okay, I'll just give you some of my money a bit here and there until I pay you back. But
I agree with you on that. We talk about psychology of people that save all the money.
Your balance go down a big chunk at once.
You work so hard to build up the balance and nobody likes taking. And if he's going to buy a truck, I guarantee that's an $80,000 truck.
Yeah, that's what it's there for, though.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, pickup trucks are expensive. Holy crap.
Yeah, they are. They're as much as a Tesla.
There was an article that came out about Consumer Reports. They came out with their list of the top rated pickup truck in America is not recommended. It's a Ram 1500. Mm-hmm. Ford and Chevy and GM do not even admit they're way down the list. And it was only because of reliability. Their only recommended pickup trucks that are currently out there is a Jeep Gladiator and a, which a lot of people don't consider a pickup truck, the Honda Ridgeline.
Also but, not a truck.
Yeah, because it's unibody. So people are like, that's not a truck. That's a car. But the anyway, question number four, when it comes to investing 15%, does that mean to invest 15% for my 401k and another 15% for my wife? We are currently investing in our kids' college funds and already paying double in our mortgage payment each month, which has us paying it off in 2 years. Ooh, thank you in advance.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing everything right. So 15% to me, well, you're the master financial coach, Craig. Why don't you weigh in first?
I want each person to have their own 15%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, if you do the math, it actually comes out as 15% overall in your budget anyway, because that income needs to be 15%. The other needs to be 15%. If you combine them, it's still 15%.
Still 15%.
It's not 30. It's 15.
Right.
So if you're not doing 15%, if you're only doing 15% in his, you're actually not doing 15%.
It's a smaller percentage of your overall household budget. So I agree. 15% per person. You know, things happen.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up. I mean, but it is after Valentine's Day. But I mean, divorces do happen. And that will actually help settlements and stuff later on. Or I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, each person should have. But bottom line, math is math. 15% is 15%. So all income is 15%. So yeah, it would be individual accounts for each of you. Yeah. And IRAs, well, he can't do one IRA. I mean, each of you should have your own IRA.
Right.
Yeah. That way you're getting 12,000 in there instead of just six.
And then the nice thing, so I don't know if both people are working or it sounds like it, if they both have 401ks, but even if they weren't, so let's say like there's a stay at home dad and only the mom is working. So the mom could have the 401k. The dad can't because they're not working. They don't have an employer. 401ks are only offered through employers, but both people can have IRAs, even though an IRA contribution is limited to earned income. If you're married, your spouse can also have an IRA because the earned income for the household applies for the spouse. It's a very narrow exception to the rule of earned income. But again, it only applies if you're a spouse.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Awesome. But congratulations on paying off your mortgage here in 2 years. So that maybe step 4, 5, and 6, which are done simultaneously. So they are correct, actually, in how they're doing this.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Yeah,
keep it up.
Doing great. I mean, I can see they're doing the college kids funds, but if they weren't doing enough, they could probably get that mortgage gone faster and then go back. But, you know. But remember, once you get done with baby step 4, 5, and 6, especially paying off your mortgage, then you go back and up your contributions on your retirement. Go even higher than 15%.
Max it out.
Max that sucker out. You need to max that out and max out an IRA for both of you. Man, you'd be rock solid. That's awesome. I love hearing that stuff because they're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And man, I really feel sorry for you in that weather down there. It sounds horrible.
It's freezing. I know.
You ever get hit by an iguana falling out of a tree? These suckers start hibernating, guys, and they start falling out of trees. And I did not realize it, that they're supposed to bring them to a shelter so they can, whack them off? Oh, no, euthanize is the word. Sorry.
I haven't seen them here in Tampa, but when I was living in Miami years ago, it happened. We had a cold snap one January, and they did start falling out of trees.
I was asking people in my chat room on Facebook Gaming, like, why do you kill them? They said, well, they're not supposed to be here. I'm like, oh. Kind of like those pythons and stuff, I guess.
Oh,
they're not supposed to be there. I'm like, oh, so cold weather is a good time to clean them out, I guess.
Yeah, I actually have not seen any iguanas here in Tampa. I did see some when we were in Belize earlier.
Oh, yeah. Year. No, I've been to Belize, yeah.
Yeah.
Belize is amazing.
Yeah, I was
underwhelmed. Well, I only did the one bat cave thing. That's all I did.
Yeah.
The tubing, that was all right. But yeah,
that part was great.
I wouldn't want to walk around. No,
the city is not great.
No. It's kind of dangerous, actually.
Not great.
No. You gotta be careful. All those islands, you really gotta be careful where you're at. Yeah, crime's a little high on the islands, but it's gorgeous in the photos. It really is.
Yes. Well, you're not taking photos of the,
No, nobody takes pictures of the. No, no one. When you post on Instagram, you don't show the real Belize. No, you're showing, oh, look at the beautiful flowers. Yeah, nobody ever wants to say, oh, yeah, look at the machine guns on the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did take pictures of that, actually.
Yeah, there you go. That's how dangerous it is. They got to protect the tourists because that's the only money they got coming in. That's, yeah.
Exactly. All right.
On that note, have a great day, everybody.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.